Righto, the government has launched their next action plan. It looks a lot like the first 100 days, 2.0. Really, this time we're talking about tax relief, better budgeting, restoring three strikes, launching an attendance action to get kids back into school, all that sort of stuff. Deadline for this particular plan is June 30. Political commentator Bridget Morton's with us. Bridget, morning to you.
Good morning.
Am I being unfair here? This is just more announcements of announcements, isn't it?
Well, it definitely is an announcement of announcement, but I do think this is more ambitious than the 100-day plan, because this is about actually taking forward steps, as opposed to, in the 100-day plan, there was a lot of low-hanging fruit, a lot of, you know, repeal, you know, get rid of, et cetera. This was decisions on things that actually have to change and things that they've staked some of the election success on.
So how much of this is legislation that will need to be fired through and out the other side versus straight up and down decisions?
Well, I know that they've done a lot of introduce and take decisions on, which means things have to go to Cabinet. They're not really saying that things have to go all the way through in the next 3 months. So I think we'll see a considerable less use of urgency in the House.
Okay, so this is what worries me about this government and the so-called goodwill of the public. It's one thing to say, here's what we're doing, here's our intent, this is what we'd like to see. What people eventually at some point want to see is some results, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And there is a number of plans in here or decisions to be made. Obviously, things take time to actually work, but you're not necessarily going to see that in the next 3 months.
How much pushback are they getting, do you think, on the economy at the moment? In other words, they've got an agenda, they're making plenty of announcement. You get the impression that things are afoot, and yet in the cold, hard light of day, the economy is still struggling, and that's really what matters to a voter at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that they will be really aware of that. And there's very little they can do in the short term about the economy. This is what they've inherited, and this is the budget decisions that they've got to go in with. So I think for them it's a really difficult position, and you've seen in the polls some of the right track, wrong track is not going the way that they want it to. So I think this is them demonstrating that they're doing everything they can whilst having very little to, that they can actually change on the economy.
Are they helped or hindered by Labor at the moment, who seem to be yapping, and but it's still, it's just that period of time, isn't it, that everything that's wrong with the economy and the economy, you can immediately go, well, that's your fault. You were there for 6 years, for goodness sake. What are you telling us about it for?
Yeah, but I think you've seen, particularly in the last government, they tried to blame a lot on the former national government, and the public didn't like that. They want the government they elected to get on with the job. They don't want to have these blame games.
Good to talk to you, Bridget, as always. Bridget Morton.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.